Hello, everybody, and this is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my LL Daily Insights on my podcast, Let There Be Light. So we continue with our study of Chapter 27 in Tehillim. The reason why we focus on Chapter 27 of Psalms, Tehillim, is because that is a central theme of the month of LL as we recite this powerful chapter of Tehillim at the end of our morning and evening prayer. So we'll continue on with the verse today of Imtachane alay machane lo yira libi, Imtachane alay mulchama bezosani batayach. If a camp will lay siege to me, my heart will not be afraid. And if war rises up against me, in this I believe. So just want to unpack this pasuk for a moment, this verse for a moment. What's the difference, first of all, between a camp laying siege and someone or some entity starting war? And that's obviously a figure of speech. It's said in a metaphorical way, or is it perhaps literal? And also, it's important to understand what the different kind of reaction is. It says, if a camp will rise up against me, lay siege to me, my heart will not be afraid. But if war starts against me, I will believe in this. And it's not really clear what this is. So I just want to share one insight, and that is that we have different kinds of challenges in life. We have internal challenges, and then we have external challenges. And first of all, talk about the external challenges, because those are more obvious. We have external challenges can be literally like a physical adversary. It could be like rockets coming in from Hamas, or rockets raining down. It can be acts of terror, acts of violence. That's one example of external threats or challenges. And you can have a more mild form of external challenges, but they're still external challenges. I say mild, but they're also very disturbing. It can be like financial issues, people having financial issues, very stressful, what our finances are. That is an issue of external challenge that can rise up against you, or God forbid, it could be a health issue, an external challenge rising up against the person. So those are just a few of many examples of what external challenges can be. And then there are some internal challenges that we all experience, and those range from emotional challenges that we have to mental health challenges to spiritual challenges. And we can have a crisis of faith, or we can have all sorts of internal challenges where we doubt certain basic truths that we once believed in, or we're struggling with our mental health, or we're struggling with addictions. You know, so many people are struggling with addictions, and it's so many different areas. Or we struggle with our emotional health, especially during a pandemic where our emotional health is increasingly precarious due to the tense situations and the high stress of the pandemic. So there's all sorts of external challenges and all sorts of internal challenges, and that's what King David is addressing over here. First, he says, "Imtakom lai machane lo yira libi." If there's going to be the machane is a camp. It doesn't necessarily mean a literal camp. It can mean in a metaphorical way. There's all these external challenges. My faith is rock solid. My faith is rock solid in the Almighty. And lo yira libi, meaning whatever is supposed to happen will happen. At the end of the day, we all try our best. Well, we all should do our hishtadlus. We all, we all should make our best efforts, and not just say, of course, if God's going to protect us, why do X, Y, or Z? But we all should do our hishtadlus. But at the end of the day, after we all do our best efforts, lo yira libi, my heart is not afraid, because I believe that the Almighty is there watching over us. But at the same time, imtakom lai mulchama, there can be a war. And this can be an internal war, emotional war, a mental health war, a spiritual war. Bezos ani batayach. Bezos ani batayach, I take comfort in the Zos. Some say this refers to the Zos HaTorah, the Torah, the spiritual guide that God gave us Obviously, in some situations, we need more than just the Torah to help us on our journey. But knowing that we have this anchor of spirituality through the Torah brings many people so much inner peace, comfort, meaning, and purpose in life. So those are the two areas that King David is addressing: the external challenges that we have, the internal challenges that we have, and he says that God provides salvation for both. Wish you all a meaningful day and a meaningful month of Elul.